Welcome back to more Samuel Leeds success stories. In this video, we're joined by Genevieve, and she's a full-time nurse who's making an incredible $5,000 a month in her property business while she's working as a nurse. That's how passive this can be.
Put a listing on there saying in the description, under refurbishment will be available on this day. A 6-month booking inquiry came through.
So what is your monthly profit from all of these rent-to-rents then?
5K profit.
In this interview, as we deep dive with Patricia into her story, she shares exactly how she secured and found her first property, how she overcome setbacks and scaled her business and made it passive, all while juggling a demanding nursing career.
How many hours per week do you work on your business then?
1 hour to 2 hours. I'm not afraid. I'll take everything. I'll say yes to everything and then figure out later.
You raised finance for your first course.
Exactly. Well, that's what they say. Never use your own money. There's no way you cannot win in this environment.
We're going to dive into her strategies for deal sourcing, financing, automating, and how she's now going to be scaling into buying properties. Enjoy this episode and be sure to subscribe for future Samuel Leeds success stories.
I'm your host, Patricia, and today we are sitting with Genevieve Booking.
Hello.
Welcome, Genevieve.
Hi, Patricia. Nice to be here.
I'm so happy to have you here. This is going to be really fun because we've known each other for a little while.
Yes.
I did your accountability coaching calls over the last little while. You're in year two.
Yes.
And so, yeah, this will be fun. And of course, I see you all the time crewing and working hard for the academy and the whole team. So thank you for all of your hard work and giving back to everybody else. So now it's time for you to shine, right, girl?
Yes.
That's
let's
right.
do it.
Okay. So let's get started. So we're both not from the UK. Where are you from?
So I'm from the Philippines. And beautiful country in the Philippines. And I came to the UK in 2010. So I visited my mom and dad. They were here first in 2003. So I came to the UK before I was 18 and then sort of going back and forth just to visit them.
Is that normal in the Philippines for the parents to move to another continent?
Oh, definitely.
Their children?
Definitely. Asian countries, they, okay, go abroad. You study here. You get a good job. Eventually get rich.
That's the culture. That is an Asian culture.
That's an Asian culture.
They rely
culture.
On their kids to get rich. You
yes.
stay and study and have a respectable
so I did.
Profession.
I did. Yeah. I did study. When I was in high school, actually, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to get. So, okay, what should I take then? And then at that time, nursing was booming. I was like, yeah, I take nursing. You can get rich. You get more money. You study. And I did. So yeah. I finished nursing. Hoping that when I come to the UK, I'll get my nursing job straight away.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the case.
It wasn't.
It wasn't the case.
So what was the case?
So I had to go through like number of years before I get my UK registration.
Like how many years?
How many years? It almost took me 4 years to do that.
Wow. So you're in school for how long altogether?
So almost 8 years, to be honest with you.
Oh, my Lanta.
So I had to struggle doing nursing in the Philippines and then come here knowing, okay, I'm going to get rich now. I'm going to work in the NHS. But then when I come here, okay, you have to do the conversion to be able to get registered and all these things. So at that point, is it worth it to do it? So I was working like any jobs while waiting. Okay, what do I do? I didn't know what to do at the time. And I was like, why don't you work for the meantime in the restaurant where my mom and dad are working? So I did a bit of waitressing, I did a bit of dishwashing, all these things while waiting. So, okay, fine, that's all right with me. But I didn't want to do that forever.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided, okay, let's just focus on nursing then.
So you move over here, you're in your mid-20s, it's 2015. And so you're registered now to be a nurse, and then what happened? Because you're not a nurse anymore. Actually, are you?
I still am a nurse.
Good for you. Multiple
I
jobs.
Nurse.
Asian culture again. Yeah. Okay, so then how did you get into property?
Oh gosh, that started when I was in nursing. I bought a house from that's when actually started with COVID. Of course, we're not allowed to go out. There's no shopping. Everything closed down.
Yeah.
So what do I do? I just worked and worked and worked. I was earning quite reasonable amount of money when I was in my nursing. So
like
I did.
How much?
I was able to get 4 to 5K post tax.
Wow.
With working too
you
much.
Must have
though.
Worked a lot.
Too much though. So I said, okay, save.
Yep.
And then when I got into an 30K, so I said, okay, what am I gonna do with 30K? So that I was renting, and I said, okay, let's just put it in a house then, because at that time that's the best way I could do for us as well, so that we can live together. So I bought a house. It was a help to buy house, which is a help to buy scheme. Is where 20% of your deposit is from the government, and 5% from me. So I put in 5% of the deposit. It's a 3-bed nice house in Banbury, which is a quiet place, which I love. And fast forward, now we moved into the house. We live in quietly and peacefully and happily.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
And it's not just about that as well. It's like seeing my mom and dad being comfortable in a house where you do whatever you want. Really, you wake up when you want, you cook food, your own food without other people complaining, you know?
That must have been so rewarding for your parents to make such a sacrifice.
Yes.
Moving to another country to send back.
Correct.
To help their kids and for you to come back and help mom and dad.
And help them in back, yeah.
That's lovely. I love that.
I mean, I give it to my mom and dad because they helped me a lot through the years.
Yeah.
That's one thing I'm grateful for as well, because not a lot of us have parents. And that's sometimes we tend to forget. You have parents who support you, and it's always there with you. And we don't know that until they've gone. So I want to emphasize that to all of us. Oh my God, make me cry.
I know.
I'm just grateful that I have my mom and dad with me.
Yeah, me too. I talk to my mom in Toronto every night. And it's these 4-day training courses where I don't speak to them. And she still sends me little messages of love, and we're best friends. So
that's
understand.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
I think that's small moments of your life that you can never compare it to. It's nothing in this world that you can compare that. It's just the gift that you have that moment with them. So I value that more than anything else. More than money, more than anything else.
I agree. Okay. All right. Let's shake it off. Okay. Okay. Let's get back to property then.
Cool.
So you went ahead and you bought the help to buy scheme. What happened after that? How did you come across Samuel Leeds in the academy?
Yes. So, well, after a few months, I was thinking, okay, what's next? I have a house. My mom and dad are happy. I work as a nurse and it's all successful. I met a lot of friends and incredible people at work. What's next? What else to do? So I said, okay, let's put up a business. Like all of a sudden. So I said to my friend, come to my house. Let's take a video. We'll put it on YouTube and see what happens. So we did that. Right there and then we did that. And then we looked back on the video and I said, nah, let's forget that. And then I was into crypto as well.
Really?
Yes, actually, yes, yes. And it didn't work out. It's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was into plants as well, indoor plants. So I wonder if you could sell plants and
indoor plants. Well, I love that you're trying all these different things. Like clearly you're an entrepreneur, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Go on.
So I ended up like, okay, I sat down, look on online, okay. Look on YouTube, it's like typing how to start a business. So I said, Samuel Leeds just keep popping on the newsfeed. I was like, what's this? Because I clicked. Okay, property. Never knew about property, like zero knowledge about property. So I said, this is interesting. So I thought about, okay, deal sourcing is interesting. So you get money out of just passing deal to somebody. I said, okay, fine, let's do it. Okay, next video, Samuel Leeds. Next video, Samuel Leeds. Properties. How, like, okay, this is good to be true, right? So I need to know about this. So I rang my friend, who I used to live with in London. I met him in London. Got very close relationship. Take a day off. Let's go to a crash course. Just one day, please, for me. It's only 1 pound. What's the worst case scenario that could happen? Nothing. You lose your one pound, but we get education or something. So I said, yeah, but wait a second. It's probably a scam or something. No, let's just go. Just one Saturday. So we went. We went to London. We had a car crash course. Everything is mind-blowing. What? And he touched about help to buy a scheme. I already bought the house. And he touched about, oh, it's a bit of a pithole on that, loophole on that. But okay.
And so said, he was not a fan of the help to buy scheme?
He's not preferred buying a house through help to buy.
Mm-hmm. And then are there limitations on that purchase? Like, can you sell it? Can you rent it out?
No, actually, it's help to buy. It's only for first-time buyer.
Okay.
For new build houses, you cannot rent it out. And there's
for new build houses
for,
only.
For new build houses.
Oh wow!
So I said, I did a mistake. But then, coming to home, got into the house. Like, but the house is there. Yeah. I'm leaving it. That's how I see it now. But at that time, it's like. Like, I was fooled because it's helped to buy.
We were all fooled, honey. My first two properties were basically brand new. The first one was brand new. And that's what I thought. I was really proud to buy a house that was brand new. Didn't know that that's probably the worst deal.
Correct.
Now we know, right? Now we're smarter.
Now we know better. Now we know better. Yeah. We're some leads getting all this education and all these things. So that's fine. I said, okay, fine. It's there now. I'm leaving it. I'm happy living there. I'm comfortable. And it's getting the value up year by year. Not a lot, but compared to old houses. So crash course, we signed up for the BRR course for the 4-day event. Mm-hmm. It's like, just pay for two of us. I'll pay you later on.
Oh, you asked your friend to pay?
I asked my friend because I know he's got money. Not that I don't know. And I was intentionally using his money, but it was just... came naturally. We paid for the course.
You raised finance for your first
course.
Exactly.
Well, that's what they say, right?
Never use your own money.
Never use your own money. So we attended the BRR course, the 4-day course. And then I was like, it's another world, like another advanced level. And every time Sammy leads explain about houses, about properties, about how you can get things around it. Like, what? This is possible? It's just mind-blowing. So I said, okay, let's join the academy. Amazing. So I said, okay, what's the worst case again? We get the education. We will know better after, you never know, we'll be acquiring properties 3 years down the line. You just never know. So I just said, let's just sign in. Since then, academy is just different.
Yeah.
It's just different, the amount of support that you get.
Mm.
The network that you have, it's just different environment. You just want to win. There's no way you cannot win in this environment. That's for sure. So I was in academy. I thought, okay, because there's three different live training. We had first the BRR training, which is the buy, refurbish, refinance. And then again, because we did it back to back. First that one, and then SA, HMO bootcamp, and then the deal sourcer.
Which one was your favorite?
Well, now my favorite is BRR. But first, it was like, because quick money is deal sourcing. So we get into that. We try that. But actually, HMO and SA is different as well. And it's getting better and better. So we don't know what to do, like which strategy we're going to start with. So we did mentor calls and all that. And they were very helpful in which way to go to start with. That's a good thing about being in academy, right? To be in a like-minded environment where you have an unparalleled support. That's what I can say.
Unparalleled support. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we did that. And for me, I was like, let's just do it. Let's start taking action. Because how can you get to somewhere without taking action? Okay, we've done the course, we've done the online training. Let's just do it. Call agents, direct to vendor, and all these things. So I did. First month, second month, third month, fourth month. There's no deal coming true.
How many calls were you making on average?
To be honest with you, doing nursing at the same time doing this is not easy. So I said, okay, I'm going to focus on doing this. five calls, 20 calls. They say 20 calls a day. So I did that. So I didn't have any deal at all on the 11th month. And I struggled. And I was thinking, what's wrong with me? It's like, everyone is winning. Like, we have this Monday mastermind, right?
Yeah.
And everyone's sharing their struggles, but mostly winnings.
That's their weekly Zoom with Samuel, right?
Exactly. Which is another feature that we have. So I thought I was like probably the dumbest in the room. Like, what is it that I'm not doing? So, okay, sit with myself, talk to myself, what is actually you wanted to do? So I said, okay, fine, let's focus on your patch, which is where I live. But before at that time, I was going to Brighton, I was going to Warwickshire, I was going everywhere, getting a deal. I nearly even bought a deal from a deal sourcer, which is not part of the academy.
No, don't do that.
I know, which it did lost. Well, I lost £900 for that. Luckily, it fell through. Like 3 times I went to Brighton, 2 hours drive from where I live. And then luckily, it's a blessing in disguise that all of them fell through. And from then on, 11 months, going into expiry of my academy membership.
Pressure's on. Pressure's on.
Luckily, I've reached the estate agents. I keep going. Phone calls. Do you have anything for me? Okay. Like, I was already, at that time, I was already talking to some estate agents in my patch where I live. It's like, yeah, we'll let you know. Always the case. So one day I stepped into the estate agent and said, okay, hi, I'm Genevieve. This is what I do. What do you have for me?
Good for you.
I was like, okay, you're going to go there comfortable, be yourself, like just show who you are. And then I just did that. And then, okay, well, we have something. Like, okay, I was like, my mom was like, oh, thank God for that. It's not even a deal yet. So I went and viewed it. A lot of work to be done.
Like what?
Like, it's kind of a BRR.
No way. A rent to rent BRR.
Rent.
Oh, dear.
So fast forward, I kept going back and forth to the landlord, to the estate agent. And they asked for three months upfront, which is $4,500.
Wow.
So the rent of the house is 515.
How big was the property?
So it's a 5-bedroom house.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't even know how, if it works or not. So I put a listing on Airbnb and just see if there's inquiry. So sometimes you get the option of book instantly and inquiry only.
Right.
So I put a listing on there, bit of pictures there saying in the description, it's under refurbishment, will be available on this date. So I put that exactly. So 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, no inquiry. So I said, okay, let's change patch again or change strategy, HMO. And at that time, it was coming to summer, and I was like, okay, but what do you do? So I'm now going back to where I was and said, fine, just wait a little bit. And then one day, a 6 month worth of booking inquiry came through.
What?
Oh, and my, I was, gosh. Like, what? So they were willing to pay $5,000 monthly for that 5-bedroom house, which I haven't got it. I haven't signed it. So I was like, God, I need it now. So I had to follow up. With the landlord, can I view it again? So I did view it again and say, like, it's on for 1,750. And then can we get it into at least 1,500? Because it needs a lot of refurbishment. Like, I might need to put 10K to more than 10K. And then it went again for another month. So I was frustrated. And I have this booking waiting for me to get them into the property. And I was like, and at the time, we were planning for my brother's wedding. It's like, okay, but what if? There's so many questions. It's like, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to look after your house. I'm going to put some money in from my income, from my savings. You don't have to do anything. So in the end, they agreed. So they signed a contract on that day. I've signed a contract. I was so nervous. It's like, what's next? Because that was my first deal.
Wow.
So we signed a contract, got everything ready, furnitures. I even asked people around, anyone knows any handyman that could work for me or with me, doing a refurb, slight refurb in the house, a 5-bedroom house. I said, yeah, I know these people. I know this person. Yeah, fine. Get in touch with the person. Are you okay to come today and work with me? Like, yeah, yeah. He's like, he used to be an engineer, a mechanical engineer, and he's retired now. He's doing handyman works in the area. So I said, fine. How much? It's fine. 80 pounds per day. I'll give you 100 pounds.
You're so funny.
So I was like, okay.
I'll give you 100 pounds.
Just to get the property done. Because okay, I have somebody waiting.
Yeah.
So you have this urgency.
So what kind of, sorry to interrupt, but what kind of work needed to get done?
Something is falling off. Needs a bit of uplifting. Paint is horrible. Everywhere is paper. What do you call this? Wallpaper.
Wallpaper, yeah.
So what we did, and this deal, I've learned so much with the handyman that I've looked, I worked with. So we started off the work now. Okay, we have this week, 2 weeks. Otherwise, I'm going to lose the booking. So, okay, that's fine. We'll do it. So we start off with painting. We didn't know actually what we're going to do with the paper wallpaper. Mm-hmm. So we found out a good paint. So you can just paint over it.
You painted over wallpaper?
Yes, we did.
Would you do that again?
Definitely.
Okay.
I'm not afraid. Now I'm not afraid. I'll take everything. I'll say yes to everything and then figure out later.
How much altogether did you put in?
So I put in 10K.
Was that
just to reverb?
Oh, my Lanta.
Just to reverb. Furniture plus refurbs.
Okay.
So it's a 5 beds. We managed to paint everything internally. Mm-hmm. And we changed the kitchen tiles and all. So we put vinyl, nice vinyl. We changed the door handles. We changed the cabinet handles, like totally everything we furnished. First week of the refurb is going well. At the same time, what are we going to do with my nursing? Otherwise, I won't pay my mortgage. So I still do that. So what I did was to do my nursing on the night, because I was doing night shifts anyway. So going for a night shift, coming home, 9 o'clock, start the refurb, start the works till 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh my gosh. When did you sleep?
4 to 5.
You slept for 1 hour?
1 hour.
Oh, honey.
Cool.
You are Asian.
Get home, go to sleep, you know, have a shower, eat something, and then go to work. And I was like so tired at the end of the refurb and all. So I said, okay, let's get the photography done. Make sure it's nice and clean. Get the garden clean up. So it turned out really well. And I thank my handyman who I knew from somebody else's. That's another thing though. If you have a connection and your connection has connections, and the connection is get connection and a connection. So,
that's so true.
It's just you started to build relationship. Mm-hmm. So from then, I take him to everywhere I go. It's very sweet.
That's great.
So on that first deal, I've learned a lot. It's just looking back now, it's just relief that good thing I made that decision. I didn't buy any deal from deal sources. I did it on my own. I sourced it, cut the experience from zero, from A to Z.
Yeah.
And it's really rewarding.
So what kind of cash flow are you seeing from the 5 bed?
So that 5 bed, I'm getting 2.5 to 3 grand a month.
In turnover or profit?
That's profit.
Oh my gosh. Respect.
So that was my first deal, the most healthy deal that I did. And it was like, I was skeptical at that time, you know, when I was like, does it work? Is it going to work? Just do it. Because you never know what's at the next door, what's behind, what's going to happen. And then after that first deal, because I accumulated the profit, I got my money back in 3 months' time.
Good for
the 10,000 grand.
Yeah.
Get my money back. Okay. Put it aside, get another deal. So I get my lovely 1-bed cottage in Newbury.
Mm.
And now
Newbury's pretty.
It's very pretty.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
How did you get that deal?
That was through Gumtree, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So as the landlord is available, come and view it today. So secure that deal again that day. It got tenanted like 2 months after, till now.
Really?
So that's a year of booking.
Yeah.
Yes. And I make like less than 600 pounds for that. And I spent probably 500 pounds because it was set up as air service accommodation anyway. So third deal, I get another 5 beds in Banbury, which is making money as well. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to complain. And then after that deal, second deal in Chipping Norton, which is in the Cotswolds. And then again, another deal. I had to refuse a lot of deals because of my work.
Maybe scaling your business, maybe bringing in an apprentice, somebody who you can train. So it's still under your umbrella, your supervision, but you get some people to, you know, delegate some of those responsibilities so you're not doing everything.
Yeah. Well, I've recently hired a VA, which is doing remotely.
Yeah.
Just when I'm sleeping during the day, messaging guests, just, you know, help me out a little bit and do a bit of communication. And so far, they're good. And recently launched our website as well, where they can easily go onto the website and book.
Direct bookings, baby.
Direct bookings. Yes, that's the way to go.
That's the way.
Yeah.
So how many do you have now? How many renters are in your portfolio?
So I have five. I have five that I manage. I'm managing myself. And I mean, it's going well. It's going really well.
What's the hardest part about managing five SAs?
So the struggle is being in the business more than on the business. So now I'm trying to scale. Before going into property business, I was thinking, okay, how do I get this? How do I do this to be able to get there? Now I'm thinking, who can do this for me? Who can do this for me while I do different stuffs and bigger deals?
Yeah.
So that's why I hired my VA.
How much do you pay for a VA?
Not very much. Mm-hmm. Well, £40 a week.
Wow. Mm.
Just to,
that's great.
You know, yeah. I think it's reasonable. Do you think?
I think that's a great price for somebody to take on some of the easier mundane tasks to alleviate your time.
I mean, it's all automated. I automated myself and I do the pricing myself. So I know what I get. I know exactly what message to be sent. So they just have to, if a guest complains or if a guest asks questions, then they just have to answer it. That's it. Mm-hmm. So while I'm sleeping, having beauty rest for the night shift, they do it for me. So, yeah.
Great. So what is your monthly profit from all of these rent-to-rents then?
So I'm getting $5,000 profit for all of the properties that I am managing.
$5,000 profit. And how many hours?
It could
hours?
Be more in the summer as well.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
The juicy summer months.
Yes, it's coming.
How many hours per week do you work on your business then?
So I tend to do 1 hour to 2 hours.
1 hour to 2 hours a week?
Yes.
And
yes.
You're making $5,000 profit?
Yes. Yes.
Girl, that's
just
amazing.
Just to keep an eye. Just keep an eye on pricing. Yeah. Just to keep an eye on the listings as well. Although I know my VA is doing all these things. And then just to, you know, you go to the property as well. I don't go now to the properties unless I would love to, because I have little plants there to water as well, like money plants.
Plants. Money
you
plants.
You know that. Yeah. Money plants.
Yeah, my friend just gave me some.
I've got money plants from the house, and then my mom tried to cut them and put them in one of the houses.
Oh,
so they make money as
that's
well.
Nice.
I think that's belief.
Yeah. So what's next then? What's next on your plan?
What's next? That's a good question. I think I'm going into more a BRR now. I'm looking BRR properties to buy, refurbish, refinance, or keep as well around my area.
For anybody listening who is not familiar with buy, refurbish, refinance, what is that?
So BRR basically means it's you buy a property with below market value, 20%, whatever it is, as long as it's low, below market value, and you do it up. You refurbish it, and then you refinance it. You pull your money back, mostly all of your money back, and you rent it, or you flip it, which is you sell it with profit, and then you do it again and again and again. That's That's how you
create. Make it sound so easy.
All right, sign me up for one of those.
Yeah. We'll do that.
Yeah. Great. So you're going to start purchasing properties then?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you have
capital?
Yeah.
I like assets.
Do you have the capital to invest, or are you looking for?
I'm looking for investors, mm-hmm. who would, because I'm looking for BRR partnership, mm-hmm. around my area, because I know my area, Banbury, which is close to the Cotswolds area. And I'm planning to do BRR to SA.
Right, because then you could manage them.
Correct. And I have the experience.
Yeah.
I know from 0 to 10, whatever, 100, mm-hmm. A to Z. And I've done it myself. I've done it myself from the beginning to an end. And the experience that I did have is just, you can never beat that to anything else as well. And it's just experience. It's the journey. Coming into now, looking back, I never thought I would have done that. And of course, to the people who helped me, they know who they are. My small circle of, that's within the academy.
Yeah.
I met a lot of incredible people in the academy, and that's what I value more. Coming to crewing, meeting you guys. You're amazing. Just amazing team.
Oh, well, I mean, you're amazing. I always see you and your big smile, and you bring so much joy and support to everybody. So we're all very grateful for you spending the time, right? I mean, you're volunteering to be
exactly.
here all week.
This is actually swap shifts from my nursing.
Oh, wow.
Today. So I should have been at work tonight. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful as well to my colleagues who understand what I'm doing, because I've already kind of nestled them what I'm doing. And I've got some pipelines through that, because somebody speaks for me now at work. Because, oh, Geneva is doing this. Oh, really? It's like, okay. Well, maybe I can give her my property to her and manage it.
Oh,
without me talking. Because I already prepped my colleagues to that what it is what I'm doing. And they kind of know the idea now. That's why I'm still there. Because, of course, we support each other as well.
Yeah. And that's wonderful, right? You're building these strong relationships inside and outside
relationship more than anything else.
At work, yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
I mean, could you have even imagined walking into that first crash course with your friend, that we would be sitting here and you would be telling your story?
I never thought I'll be here sitting in front of you. And I took a picture with Samuel earlier.
Yeah.
It was just amazing.
Was just here.
Yeah. And just amazing. The feeling is different when you know what you want. When you focus on what you want, really, then you'll get it. You just say how to do that and copy other people's how they're doing. Like, talk to them. Be friends with them. Not just being friends with them, but genuinely being friends with them.
Yeah.
And then know what they're doing. And suddenly, you get to know what they're doing, and you do it yourself with belief that you can do it, with hard work, because I still believe in hard work. You mm-hmm. still have to work hard in the beginning to be able to get into this point. Plus, I believe in prayers as well. So yeah. I'm a Catholic.
Oh, great. Yeah. I'm Buddhist and Samuel's Christian. And I find that is also very helpful, right?
Yeah.
I was at my friend Kim's just the other day. I met her in the academy, and she's Christian. And right before I left her place to go to Samuel's, she said, I'm going to pray. And so she and I sat for a second and she gave a prayer for me, which was wonderful, amazing, right?
It's just a different feeling. You spiritually, you become a different person.
Yeah. So now, knowing what you know now, and let's say the 11-month-old Academy Geneva is in front of you, who is feeling like it's not working and nobody wants to work with me and I can't do it and maybe it's me. What kind of advice would you give her?
I mean, I think it's believe in yourself that you can do anything you want. You just have to do it. I mean, what's the worst case scenario? You make mistakes. You fail. Then what? Do it again. And again, until you succeed, until you get it. Because problems will come anyway, for sure, 100%. But we are in an environment where people thrive within each other.
Mm-hmm.
And you put yourself in a position where people will know you. Like, for example, just go to networking events.
Yep.
Crewing.
Everybody knows you. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows Geneva.
Go to crewing.
Yeah.
just talk what you do as well, because you never know who you're talking to. You might have a million that will give me to invest somewhere else. So just tell you what you do. There's no point in hiding. That's what I realized. Because my mom and dad, they were like skeptical when I first told them about property, and I was like, oh, that's a scam. Don't do that. And now they're very supportive.
I bet they are.
They cook for me. What time are you coming home? Oh, the food. The food is there ready for you.
They must be so proud now, right?
They are very proud of me. Yeah, I can tell that. They're very proud of me.
Well, we're very proud of you too, Genevieve. So if somebody wants to reach out, what's the best way? How do they get a hold of you?
Sure, yeah. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook as well, actually.
What's your Instagram?
So my Instagram is GenevieveBooking@Properties.
So if you want to learn more about how to run 5 rent-to-rents and smash it in that world, just come on down to a crash course. It's only £1. We'll link some information in the description. And it all starts there, right?
Yes.
Bring a rich friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you pay back your friend for the academy?
Yes. Yes, and just to add that, just get your education first, really. That's the most important thing. Get your education first. What is £1?
£1.
What is £1?
I know. Good. Well, thanks very much,
Denise. No problem. Thank you so much.